This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. The United Nations is sending a special investigator to the United States to investigate, wait for it, racism. That's right, the organization that can't get Burma to allow desperately needed food and medical supplies to the victims of a cyclone, the organization that can't stop the massacres in Darfur, is springing into action by sending a special investigator to the United States, the only majority white nation in the world that is on course to have a black leader in 2009. I'm wondering if the Human Rights Council is investigating the U.S. because even they're getting tired of issuing anti-Israel statement after anti-Israel statement. They need a new whipping boy, and gee, why not check for racism in the U.S.? After all, it's not like there's any bigotry in HRC member states. Nope. Egypt, Malaysia, Indonesia, the Russian Federation, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Korea, and you know, I'm getting tired of listing members. You can find most of them at the top of the list of Human Rights Watch's worst human rights offenders. There's something funny about every aspect of this story, from the inexplicable Reuters headline to the name of the special investigator. First, the headline. UN racism investigator to visit U.S. from Monday. What? That headline doesn't even make any sense. And then there's the special investigator. His name is Dudu Dien. I'm sorry, but the 9-year-old child inside my head says, hey, who's his assistant? P.P. Pierre? I mean, really? I know it's juvenile to make fun of his name, but Dudu? How on earth will anyone he meets not burst into laughter at the introductions? I can't stop laughing when I say it. Even funnier than his name, though, is his mission. The Special Rapporteur will gather first-hand information on issues related to racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. He'll be visiting 8 cities, including New York, Omaha, and San Juan. Oh, you lucky people in those cities. You get to hobnob with Mr. Dudu. You get to say, hey, Dudu, how's it hanging? Dudu, dude, how you doing? Dudu, do that thing you do. No, I'm not going to get tired of making fun of his name. I'm curious, though, as to how he's going to gather this information firsthand. Do you think Dudu's going to walk around New York City asking people if they're racists? Or maybe go to a steakhouse in Omaha and try to overhear people telling racist jokes? Will he hang out on the beaches in San Juan and try to find out if Puerto Ricans feel discriminated against in Puerto Rico? This is such an utterly ridiculous mandate. In fact, it smells like a load of doo-doo. Still not tired of making fun of his name. The Reuters article says that the doo-doo dude said in a report last year that Islamophobia had grown worldwide since 9/11. I'm guessing Mr. Dudu Dien's real mission will be to report that America is not just racist, but it's full of Islamophobes as well. This is, after all, the same man who accused the Danes of racism and xenophobia over the Muhammad cartoons, while giving a pass to the Muslims calling for the death of all Danes over the supposed insult. The funniest thing about this entire investigation was buried halfway down the Reuters article. Quote, however, the United Nations has almost no clout when it comes to U.S. domestic affairs and is widely perceived by many as interfering. Yeah, we Americans are funny that way. We don't allow other nations to give us mandates and edicts about how we should govern ourselves. It's that old-fashioned notion we have of running the United States on the basis of our Constitution. Call us crazy for wanting to have our citizens obey our own laws rather than the suggestions by a body mostly made up of dictators, thugs, tyrants, and kleptocrats. So I think that when Mr. Dudu Dien does make his way to America to begin his report, it's likely that report is going to be considered a load of doo-doo. At least, it will be by those of us who simply can't resist using juvenile bathroom humor to express our contempt for what the United Nations has become. Back to you, Murray.